الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three kinds of people. In the surah that we recited, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three kinds of people. Al-Muqarrabun, Ashab al-Yameen, wa Ashab al-Shimal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is way of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn Arabic and to enjoy his kalam. Because there is the meaning of the Quran, of course, and that is obviously extremely important, and one must understand the meaning and then one must try to implement it in our lives. But even before the meaning, it is just the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something. So, tarz-e bayan jise kehte hain. So, ek to bayan hai ki aapne kya kaha, uski jo bhi maane hai. Magar kehne ka tareeqa wo alag cheez hai apni jagah. Wohi cheez kahi tareeqon se kahi ja sakti. Same thing can be said in many different ways. And what in Urdu what we call tarz-e bayan, if you look at the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, that the way in which he says something in itself is the complete meaning of what he is saying. If you understand that, for example, the issue of these three kinds of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentioned those who are the muqarrabun, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the muqarrabun. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. The one who went ahead, he went ahead. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Ulaika al-muqarrabun. They are the ones who are the muqarrabun. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Just like that, just by itself. Who else will it be other than the muqarrabun? So three kinds of people. And that is why I say that life is a game of chance. A good place to understand life is Las Vegas. You go to Las Vegas, then you go to one of the tables, the roulette tables, what happens? They give you a bunch of chips, right? Now, I don't think anyone ever does that, but I'm saying, technically speaking, you have the choice of just hanging on to those chips. So I got this whole bunch of chips, a piece of plastic with numbers written on it. And I have this chance of, I got these chips, so now I'm going to hang on to those chips. I do nothing else, I just sit there by the table and I am sitting with my chips. So somebody says, well, why don't you play the chips? He said, no. If I play the chips, I might lose. If I play the chips, I might lose. So what happens if you don't play the chips? You lose anyway. If you play the chips, you have a chance of winning. But if you don't play the chips, you will surely lose. There is no chance of winning at all if you don't even get into the game. So life is a game of chance. With only one difference between life and Las Vegas. And the difference is that this game of chance is fixed. This is not an even game of chance. This game of chance is fixed. The one who is running that table, he fixed that game of chance. And like it happens in the dishonest tables, there is a, you know, contraption, there is a magnet below, and the chap, the guy running the table, he steps on a button, a concealed button, which activates the electromagnet, and it attracts the ball into that number which you have chosen, or whichever number he wants to fix. Life is a game of chance which is fixed. And what is that fixing of this game of chance? This game of chance is fixed in such a way that the more you give, the more you get. And this is the switch that we have to make in our minds. Because where you get has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not in this world. The more you spend, the more you get. Meaning what? Meaning the more chips you put on this table, the winnings are automatically credited into your bank account. You can draw them out here as well, but it's credited in the bank account automatically. So the more you give, the more you get. But if you hang on to your chips, all you got is a bunch of plastic which has no value. And that is what is the lesson when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these three kinds of people. Al-Muqarrabun, the people who not only did good, but who raced to do that good. As-Sabiqun, As-Sabiqun. So there are two people. This one is also doing good, that one is also doing good. But one is doing good, he imagines that he is in a race. He does not only want to do good, but he wants to be the first one to do that good. And what is the among many other fadail of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, but one of his biggest fazilat, what is his big fazilat? That he was the first one. Many people, after all, many other people also accepted Islam. He was the first one. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically mentioned this. In a hadith, he specifically mentioned this. He said when all of you, there was some argument. And in the argument, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he heard this argument, he got very angry and his blessed face became red. And he said that when you doubted, he believed. When you held back, he helped me with his wealth and with his life. And today, you want to say something about him? And that is why in his last address on the Thursday evening, and he passed away on Monday, the Thursday evening before the time he passed away, his last public address, what did he say? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, I have returned every favor that I got from anybody. I do not owe anything to anyone except Abu Bakr. And he said, Abu Bakr, Allah will pay him. On my behalf, what I owe to him, my Rabb will give him. Yeah? So what is the fadilat of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu? As-Sabiqun, As-Sabiqun. First one. Now who are these people? These are the people who understand this game of chance. They know that this is a game of chance. They know the game is fixed. And therefore, what do? They go ahead. They go ahead. Yeah? Without asking. You don't have to ask anything. Without asking. They go ahead. They don't wait to see if somebody is doing it or then I follow. So three groups, they go ahead. And the second one are the Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right hand, the people of the right. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the surah all the ayat relating to the Ashabul Yameen, what is for them. And if you look at it, Wallahu alam, I am not making tafsir of the surah and I am always afraid to speak in front of my ustad here. But my point is that the number of ayat relating to Muqarrabun are fewer, much fewer than the number of ayat relating to the Ashabul Yameen. Both are good. And my understanding of that is that when you are at the level of the Muqarrabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't have to say anything. That is understood. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two or three ayats, the issue of Muqarrabun is over. For the Ashabul Yameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some more. Yeah, this. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about the Muqarrabun, ثُلَّةُ مِنَ الْأَوَلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Many of them among the people who came before, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and few among those who came thereafter. But of course, we take hope from the fact that few in the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be anything. And we ask Allah to include us all among the Muqarrabun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask Allah, ask for the best. Don't settle for anything less, ask for the best. Allah will give you. So they are muqarrabun in the ashab al-yameen. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to put us among the ashab al-shimal. The people who are the losers, who never understood the game. Who never understood the game. They thought that you win by gathering in this world. They're sitting there with the chips. So they, and when the game is over, all they have is a bunch of plastic which has no value whatsoever. In our case, it is worse because that plastic has value, but it has a negative value because you have to give hisab for this plastic. All the stuff that you, garbage that you collected, you have to actually account for this garbage. You know, how much garbage did you leave behind? It is garbage. Seriously, it is garbage. Ask the one who is dying. Ask the one, if he can talk at that time, ask him today, what is the value of your car? And that car you used to give your life for, piece of junk. What is the value of that car? If somebody could say to the person who is dying, I'll give you 5 minutes of life more. Nobody can give anything. I'm saying, if you had this power, if you say, I'll give you 5 minutes of life more, give me the car. The guy will give you the car, he'll give you anything for that 5 minutes of life. Because that 5 minutes of life, he can make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 minutes is enough, inshallah. You make sincere tawbah, you don't need more than that. But today, what is the value of that tawbah? You don't have 5 minutes. You've got, Allah knows how many hours and hours to make tawbah. We don't do that. You run behind the car, you run behind the house, you run behind this, you run behind that. All garbage. All absolute garbage. Because it does no good to you. The only way it will do good is if you spend it. Those plastic chips are only useful if you play the game. If you play the game. You know, I want to end with this. What are people seeking in this life? Think about this. I think the problem with us is we don't think. What are people seeking in this life? Why does anyone want money? Why does anyone... Nobody eats money. Everybody knows this, right? Whether it's gold or it's paper or it's plastic, nobody eats paper. Nobody eats, you know, banknotes. So why does anybody seek money? Why does anyone seek power and authority? Why does anyone seek to marry a beautiful woman or to marry a handsome man or to have good children and so on and so on? End of the day, what is the one word that they're looking for? Happiness, right? At the end of the day, happiness. If you are seeking happiness, what does it mean about what you have now? What do you have now? If you're looking for happiness, if you're seeking happiness, what do you have now? Sadness. No, obviously. If you say, I'm looking for water, what does it mean? It means you are thirsty. And looking for food means what? You don't have food, meaning you are hungry. So if you are seeking happiness, and the whole world and his wife is seeking happiness, believe me, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, they are looking for happiness. If you are looking for happiness, what do you have? Sadness. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَسِينَ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي قُسْرٍ. You are in loss. The people in loss are not jumping with joy. They are in loss, so they are sad. So our state is sadness. What we are seeking is happiness. And where is that happiness? Where is the happiness? Not in the tears in your eyes. Your happiness is in wiping the tears in somebody else's eyes. Those are your tears. Look at this. Those are your tears. They're not their tears. Those tears are my tears. I want to remove the sadness from my heart. Go and wipe the tears. Whose tears? Somebody else's tears. Because that your happiness is there. Your happiness is there. Where is your safety? In somebody else's oppression. Where is your joy? In somebody else's. That sadness from somebody else's heart, if you remove, you become happy. Now try it and see. The joy of buying something and the joy of giving that money away to somebody who needs it. Actually do it and see. I'm not talking about giving some, you know, pittance. We give garbage and may Allah forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives what anyway. But we give Allah whatever is left. What we don't need. Another one word for what I don't need is garbage. So we give garbage to Allah. Purane kapde dete, we give old clothes. How many people will give an Armani suit? It's clothes. wore it once anyway. How does it matter? Oh, I paid $1,200, $1,500 for it. You paid. Now you try and sell it. You give old clothes, old shoes, garbage, what we don't need. But seriously, try to give something which is fantastic. Go and ask somebody, what do you need? Say, I'm building a house. How much money do you need to complete your house? What will one of these people who are, you know, without whom we cannot live, our so-called servants, how much do you think he will spend on a house? 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs? That is how much you spend on your bathroom in your house. Give that 3 lakhs. How much did you take it? And see, look at his face. Look at his face. That is where your happiness is. That is where your happiness is. So please understand, we don't cry our own tears. Other people are crying our tears. You want to remove that sadness from your heart? Wipe those tears which are not theirs, they're yours. They're yours. Wipe those tears and your happiness will come to you. Your sadness will go away. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then to include you among the muqarrabun, inshaAllah. Because where does the game end? In the akhirah. This is the switch that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah to make in the mind of the people. Understand, where does this game end? Does not end here. Does not end here. We are still playing the game. Till the day you die, you are playing the game. The game ends when life ends. In the akhirah. Then you say, okay, now how much does my account have? Does your account have a bunch of plastic chips? Or does your account have some real money? And that real money is the pleasure of Allah Jalla. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these three kinds of people, al-muqarrabun, al-ashab al-yameen, al-ashab al-shimal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among the muqarrabun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to where our happiness actually lies and give us the opportunity and give us the encouragement to invest in that place. To invest in that place in such a way that we have more and more and more of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this month from us and to give us this month with the best of it so that we, when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not feel regret about missing an opportunity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.